a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Now we will have a visit with Paul the prisoner. That noble prisoner Paul had just written another of his letters. This one was to Philemon and concerned the runaway slave Onesimus. Paul gathers to him Demas and Luke and Timothy, and as you and I have just arrived, so we quietly listen. When Paul comes to this, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. I will repay it. Demas interrupts. Brother Paul, that is not your responsibility. That's the mess Onesimus got himself into, and it's up to him to attend to it. You're under no obligation to become involved in it. You have the care of all the churches on your mind and heart day and night. Who would be so cruel as to add to your burdens? Just leave it to Onesimus, and you go on with your problems. But Brother Luke raises his voice, for his compassionate heart is touched. Brethren, I've been thinking of the Garden of Eden and the mess our first parents got themselves into. Did our God pass by on the other side, leaving us foolish victims of Satan? No, he entered Eden and made the whole problem his and involved himself in our deliverance and salvation. He could have left us in our plight and given his attention to angels or to create another universe and ignore us fallen, ruined, and ungrateful wretches. I remember the Garden of Eden, and I am one with Brother Paul in assuming such a load. That is real Christ-like Christianity, just like the Good Samaritan I wrote about. My book about the Lord Jesus just had to have in it that, now younger Timothy continues, Christ-like. That makes me think of Calvary and how our Savior so came to our rescue that he took our sins on him as though they were his very own, and he became accountable for our cursed condition. No one compelled him to do this for us. We had no claim on the Son of God, but of his own blessed will, he suffered for our sins and settled the bad account. Brethren, in the light of Eden and Calvary, I rejoice to see this lovely example of real Christianity. Our loved and esteemed brother Paul is setting before all of us. Surely we would leave that prison moved by that revelation of Bible Christianity, the real thing, not adulterated by demons-like living for ourselves and leaving our distressed fellow humans to their own problems. So let us start right into practice in our own lives that God-like Eden, Christ-like Calvary, and Paul-like Onesimus Christianity that looks not on our own things but on the things of others. If any could leave that prison and go home to check on the latest styles, the new model car, the finest car furnishings, or the good things to eat, we can only say of such as did the apostle, how dwelleth the love of God in you? But instead, we leave the prison to lift up our eyes and look on the fields where millions follow their idolized deceivers, Mohammed, Buddha, Brahma, and so many more. And then we see millions on millions in heathen blindness making their idols and worshiping them as God. That sight moves us with compassion, and we say if only they knew the living and true God and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. At this point, will a demon-like arguer speak up and say, Brethren, does not God's word declare they are without excuse? And if they, in their willful ignorance, make an idol and worship it as God, when they made it, that is their doing. They knew better than that. And if there is one among those heathen who knows that there must be a living and true God who made all things, and he builds his altar to the unknown God, and if that man smitten by his conscience condemns himself as a wicked sinner, as he yearns and cries out for mercy and forgiveness, does not God's word tell us that he looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted that which is right, and it profiteth me not, he will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God oftentimes with man. He is gracious unto him, and saith, Deliver him from going to the pit. I have found a ransom. Our God has set before even those heathen an open door, and he will give every man a square deal. So let us leave those heathen in God's hands. Let us get busy working for our churches and making our meetings more interesting and attractive. At this sprouting of selfish arguments, is there not some compassionate brother like Dr. Luke to speak up and say, that philosophy sounds like a family stuffing their bellies with all they can eat while at their doorstep crouches hungry beggars. If that is our Christianity, we resemble not a heaven-bound saint, but we are just like that hell-bound rich man our Lord described to us. And is there not a Timothy in our generation to say, that makes me think of what I would be if my godly mother and grandmother had not taught me the Word of God, and if I had never met Paul to preach the gospel to me and lead me to Christ. We must do our utmost to get the gospel to every man in the world around, as our Lord Jesus commanded us. If 10 would be saved by the testimony of creation and the voice of conscience, I believe that 1,000 would be converted under the faithful preaching of the gospel of Christ. Amen. We don't want our hands stained with the blood of the 999 in the day of judgment, do we? And our Lord Jesus shows us the multitudes of men as they crowd that broad way, and we see them by the thousands every day falling over into that furnace of fire called hell. It is true that the wide gate was their choice, and it is their own fault that they are where they are. But this does not relieve us of our solemn responsibility to rescue them with that double vision, the multitudes in heathen darkness, and the crowded broad road to hell before us. Let us cast in our lot with real Christians who are desperately calling them to repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And let us make the work of the gospel our work and do all we can to help reach every man the world around with that soul-saving and life-changing gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.
We're saved, saved to tell others of the Man of Galilee. Saved, saved to live daily for the Christ of Calvary.